Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. The Sports Doctor, brought to you by Global Schoolwear, School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Lower Extremity Review and MVP Parent Magazines and UK Health Radio, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. We've got a great doubleheader today, returning of some of our favorite guests. Gary Reinel is a trainer of champions in all sports. He's the author of the best-selling book, Iced, The Illusionary Treatment Option. He's returning along with Matt Dahl, the creator of the revolutionary Sand Dune Stepper, which is a unique foam balancing piece of exercise equipment that simulates being on the beach on the sand. And then, of course, we're going to have the Sports Doctors In segment, some Bob Guide of Wisdom, your emails. First, let's welcome Gary Reinel. Welcome back to the Sports Doctor, my friend.
Thrilled to be back, Dr. Bob. Thank you.
Give us some background on yourself and that leads into this book, Ice. When did that book come out?
2011.
So yeah, 11 wasn't that ago. Long after we had you on the radio. Give us some background, Gary, or yourself.
Well, what happened was I had worked with professional and world-class athletes back in the 70s. Actually, a little milestone's coming up. October 1st, it's been 50 years that I've been doing this.
Raise the glass.
I don't know whether I'm competing with you, because I think you've been around longer than me, but I'm 50 years this October. And I wanted to come back into professional athletics. I had left it back in 1980 to go do other work. And in 2000, when I came back, I quickly found out that I was no longer qualified to provide advice to professional world-class athletes regarding conditioning. But I still wanted to come back. So I found a way to come back, and that was with a powered muscle stimulator device to help with pain and swelling and getting people functional again. So I wanted to figure out how to fit that into the protocol that pretty much everybody followed, which is the RICE protocol, which is rest, ice, compression, and elevation. And in the process of figuring out where I best fit, because I wouldn't want to do it while you're icing, because that would slow everything down, and the muscle stimulation is trying to make things go faster. So I wouldn't want to do that, and I wouldn't want to have you compressed while you're doing it, because why would I want to compress the vessels? I'm trying to move the nourishment and waste through. And I clearly wouldn't want to rest, because the very activity that's created by the muscle stimulation is not rest. So I realized that I had a problem in that I wanted to get back in with this electronic stimulation device, but the RICE protocol was in my way. So I had to start figuring out where's the best place to go in, like how can I best fit? And what I quickly realized was there is no fit, because the RICE protocol is wrong. And when I say that, people often say, well, says who? And I say, well, say the doctor who made it up. Dr. Gabe Merkin, who made up the RICE protocol, after he read my book, publicly recanted, said he made it up in the 1978 sports medicine book, The RICE Protocol. He not only publicly recanted, he wrote the foreword to the second edition of my book. So I got the doctor that made up the most recognized reference recommended protocol in Western medicine to not only recant, but write the foreword to the book that took down his legacy.
Now, what's interesting, again, the late, great sports trainer, Bob Guida, who was my colleague back again in the late 70s, he's talking right the same kind of age ourselves. When he came up with discussions regarding the safety of stretching, the whole sports medicine world came after him. And what I compared that to was your experience when you had the audacity to talk about, again, whether ice had anything to do with healing, whether it was productive. Was again, the whole world was icing. This was a routine, and you've managed to change so many different minds. The principle being what, Gary? Again, that ice, it does numb, and it can help for pain, but then it shuts down the process of healing. That's the point you discovered, true?
Yes. Well, see, the problem with the whole idea is that it slows down the process of healing. So, okay, that's a problem. But let's just give them the benefit of doubt and say, well, it's good for pain. Well, I'll tell you what, I liken that to the sympathetic bartender that gives the alcoholic a drink so he can temporarily feel better. Did it solve the problem? No. Did he feel a little better? Yeah, maybe. Did it make things worse? Probably. Okay, so why would you do that? There are other ways to reduce pain. For example, if you ever rolled your ankle, and nearly all of us have, you quickly realize that hopping on that foot is not a good idea. That makes it hurt more. And then you likely also realize that if you got in a certain position, lying down with your foot a little bit like this or a little bit like that with a towel under or something, it hurt less. So you quickly realize what made it hurt less. So there's a way to control pain without putting ice on and getting the negative effects of ice. But then beyond that, what else can you do? Well, there's electronic anesthesia, so you can make it numb with electricity. There are plenty of devices that do it. Our device does it very well.
What about, Gary, what about the famous dash infamous point, swelling? We have swelling. Let's reduce swelling with ice.
Well, it does delay the inflammatory response, but, of course, that's phase one or three phases of healing. The three phases of healing are inflammation, repair, and remodel. So why would you want to delay the inflammatory response, which leaves the fluid coming? Here's the problem, and it's a very simple problem. Swelling is not a good or a bad thing. It's merely the accumulation of waste at the end of the inflammatory cycle that you have not yet evacuated. You get that? It's not good or bad. Now, the problem is there too much fluid coming to the damage site, or is there too little fluid leaving the damage site? Okay, well, there's too little leaving. Why? Because they did the RICE protocol. They basically set still, that's rest, put ice on it, that slowed down the vascular and lymphatic flow. They compressed it, slowed it down more, and then they stuck it up in the air, that body part, the elevation part, which at least for sure slows it down in one direction. So what the RICE protocol actually does is traps the waste in and around the damaged site and prevents the natural flow of oxygen and supplies. See the problem? It's exactly the wrong thing to do if you want to get rid of swelling. There's not too much fluid coming. There's too little fluid leaving.
Now,
you
have a point in your book. You talk about muscle activation. You talk about doing some movement, some active movement around what was injured to get that healing process moving more aggressively. I want to ask you about that. Everybody listening to The Sports Doc, I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, if you go back to radio shows back over the years, you'll probably hear Gary half a dozen times. International, national, local guests, all sorts of different topics. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, again, lots of great stuff with the new MVP Parent magazine, lots of different topics. We're talking with the trainer of champions, Gary Reinel, the author of the book, ICE, the Illusionary Treatment Option. Gary, talk about what I just asked you about, which would be the muscle activation, where you say, I'm not saying move an area that hurts. I'm saying move an area maybe, like I sprained my ankle, and maybe I'm going to move my toes, and maybe I'm going to bend my knee. Talk about muscle activation.
Sure. Well, the big thing is there's something called your passive lymphatic system. Now, if you want to get rid of swelling, you've got to understand the passive lymphatic system. It's just the way it works. And passive is the key word. It doesn't move on its own. But when you contract the muscles around those vessels, it pushes the waste up a chamber. That empty chamber now has a negative pressure that pulls swelling or waste out of the interstitial space and so on. It's like milking a cow backwards. So you get how it looks? So back when we were young, we all did something called ankle pumps. Remember those where you took your ankle and you just moved it and you flexed your calf? Well, if you can do that, do that. If you can't, just flex your calf. If you can't do that, flex your toes. If you can't do that, flex your quads. If you can flex them all, flex them all. Or you can use an electronic stimulation device to make the muscles activate automatically. Now, I'll tell you something that we all learned. When you and I were young, and many of your listeners, I'll bet it's all true, if we ever got hurt, jammed our finger, rolled our ankle, sprained our knee, whatever, the coaches told us, walk it off. Don't sit still, it'll tighten up. Well, all we're doing is electronically walking it off. And the advantage of using it with the tools that I use is that I don't have to have any stress that's undue on the area that's injured. Whereas if you're walking it off, no offense to the coaches back in the 60s and 70s with me, but they often had guys walking on broken bones. So there was a little bit of a miss there.
They might have been a touch aggressive. Gary, what's the book on Amazon? What the any other website, or what's the best way to find out information regarding the book?
The best thing to do is to go to my website, which is GaryReinl.com. That's GaryReinl.com. And on my website, I have all the information. I have papers I've written with the doctors that I'm involved with. I have stories about things that have happened, videos about stuff. It's all that's free. So you can go and just get that. And then it also says you can buy the book there. And I kept the book at a low price. I believe the book's under $15. So I didn't make it one of those books that cost you $200 to buy. I just took all of the information.
You're right in the ballpark with my book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Gary, how has, again, you've been involved at all levels of sports in so many different sports. How has the information regarding this very, very basic information regarding the use of ice, how's that been accepted by the athletic world as well as the medical world? I think we've made tremendous progress. What's your thoughts?
Over 1 million people have heard my anti-rice message. The doctor who made up the protocol recanted it and wrote the foreword to the book that took down his legacy. And last year in Philadelphia, Dr. Tom Kamensky, the director of education and athletic training at the University of Delaware, he's one of the top guys in the country, ankle sprains. You probably actually know him. Dr. Kamensky gave a talk at their national meeting on weaning off the rice protocol. So I would say we are definitely headed in the right direction. By the way, in his talk at their national meeting, at the National Athletic Trainers National Meeting, my book was his fifth slide or so, might have been the fifth slide. And he put my book up and said, read this guy's book. He researched all the information, organized it, and he'll show you why what you're doing is wrong. That's how much accomplishments we have so far. Major League
that's
Baseball.
Great. That's great news. I'm trying to remember how many years ago it was initially you were on the show. Got to be 5, 6, 7, something like that, years ago when we first, again, were talking about all of this. And our mutual friend, of course, Yogi Berra's granddaughter, Lindsay Berra, who's a great sports writer in her own right and whatever. I know she wrote about this initially. I think it was in Men's Health and whatever, and that's how I got connected with her because I knew she wrote about this information. So, and in all the different sports, you would say also this kind of a change regarding, good, solid education, makes an awful lot of sense. And it seems that the more and more teams again, you close your eyes with a basketball game, and you see these guys with ice packs on their knees or on their shoulders or whatever, not nearly as much.
Well, I can tell you that I work with all 30 Major League Baseball teams and more than two-thirds of all the teams in the other four big leagues, soccer, basketball, baseball, football, more than two-thirds of the teams in all the other leagues. And I explained this. I've never had not a single professional athletic trainer or an athletic trainer working professional athlete. Not a single one has ever said to me I was wrong. What some of them say is, Gary, it's not worth the fight.
Right.
And they won't, they won't argue with the player.
What's your quickie opinion? What's your thoughts of cryotherapy? Which again, it's not for injury, but the idea of cold as a stimulant that's helpful in recovery. Is that make sense?
Well, it depends on how you view that. I've done it. I don't know if you've ever had the pleasure of doing it, but you go in a chamber and they blow minus 275 degree air on you for 3 minutes. And when I was all done, the national director of their company said, well, what do you think? I said, it feels like it blew cold air on me for 3 minutes. What am I supposed to think? So here's the thing. Is it possible that it is good? It makes you feel good. It makes you like what happened. Sure, I guess people could like that. But their big claim, if you read their websites and their information, their big claim is that it lowers inflammation. Well, excuse me. I don't want to dampen the inflammatory response on an otherwise healthy person.
Again, that's one of the biggest challenges in the educational world in sports medicine, is the word inflammation itself, again, which is so much derogatory, yet it's really the first phase of any kind of healing. And again, this is a big part of these nomenclature discussions. That's a fascinating comment from one of the trainers. It makes a lot of sense. I heard that for years in the world, again, of stretching, where there were so many injuries from overstretching. And Gaida, I used to say to him, again, I thought that they were going to come after him because of the fact that he was, talking about something that had become such a folklore part of so it's great to see that there's been lots of progress, and it's going to be continuing to have you back, Gary.
I want to give you one quick point for everybody to hear.
Quickly.
I don't argue about whether you should do ice or not. I argue about, is it the best way to manage the situation? And then you don't have to deal with, well, you can do it for swelling or for info. Stop. Is it the best way to manage the problem? And
give me the website again. Yes. Why I quoted you. I quoted you in my book, Hashtag Sports Fans. Give me fast the website.
GaryReinl.com. GaryReinl.com.
Guy's a revolutionary. Gary, hold on. It's the Sports Doctor, everybody. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, the Sports Doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, An Essential Guide for Any Parent with a Child in Sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his three decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER Lower Extremity Review magazine one of Sports Doctor's key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual, evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent with the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com. Hey, everybody. We are back live from Chicago. It is Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist, and I want to welcome back Matt Dahl. It's funny, my first guest, Gary Reinel, the trainer of champions, said, tell Matt I use the fan doing every day for years. We do have the creator, Matt Dahl, the creator of the revolutionary sand dune stepper. This is a unique foam piece of exercise equipment that simulates being on the sand. And whether it's somebody rehabilitating disabilities or balance concerns or the best athletes in the world, it's unique in its ability to create imbalance and stimulate. Matt, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Nice to be back.
I'm trying to remember if it was 2017, 2016, we first had you on talking about the sand dune. Give us some background, Matt, on you and sand dune stepper.
I'm 70 years old. I've been physically active since I was about 9-10 years old. Injuries here and there. I mean, I just did a bunch of extreme stuff, and I found out about it. Got a couple of people that had had spinal cord damage and a Parkinson's person to actually try out the prototypes, and both of them improved drastically. And then I went into production. Started working with physical therapists first, and then the sports industry took it over. Kind of right after I had started being interviewed by you, that's when the Philadelphia Eagles picked him up, and Donnie Thompson, Eric Fiorello, and all of your people that have been loyal followers of yours for a long time.
Yes, what Matt did, Matt sent out probably a couple of dozen sand dunes to sports medicine people and superstars around the country. Gary, our first guest, being one of them that I wanted really to see this, Bob Guida, my famous, the late, great sports therapist, to be able to take a look, because we've been working on balance for decades, give or take a few weeks, in so many areas, mini trampolines, balance boards, foam pads, but sand dune brought a whole different perspective working those feet, almost like a piano player's hands. That was Bob Guida's favorite point. He said, I want to work these feet like Van Cleveland. What gave you the idea, Matt, of simulating of the whole idea of the sand dune? Was that when you were on the lake doing 100 miles an hour in one of your boats? Or what gave you the
idea? No, that was a long time before that. I studied under a guy back in the old days. I was a consultant for a company that hired a guy named, he was president of the American Lymphology Society, Dr. C. Samuel West. And I started learning about neurofeedback from him, and then the foot, and then about getting lymphatic fluid out of injured areas and all of that stuff. And then I've been around people that have had strokes, and then I've been injured and recovered myself without surgery. So I knew there was something going on with it. That's why I did the prototypes first, to get people on them to see kind of how they reacted. But I wasn't really ready for the sports people to start doing. I was using it more for balance and for
things along that line. On Instagram is an incredible array of examples of the different uses, from young kids to Kevin Love, one of the NBA stars who I saw working with it, to all of these other individuals, to post-injury, and the ability, again, to work the gripping power. There are intrinsic muscles of the feet, the muscles that comprise the feet, and there's a lot of them. And rarely, especially in our world of walking on hard surfaces and wearing shoes, we almost never exercise these areas. And bringing them into the picture is something that really so excited, again, my late colleague Bob Guida when he said, I finally now can train people's feet like Von Kliburn, the pianist's hands, by being simulating like you're on the beach. And it made a tremendous difference in, like I would always quote, from superstars to grandmas.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've got Sean Hayes, who's the head of training for the XFL, called me 2 days ago and said they're actually going to put him in every one of their training facilities now. And he's going to actually make it in their curriculum to actually start doing the sand dune stepper before workouts, in between workouts, afterwards. But she said, we're going to put them on it for their warm-up to get their feet actually firing in sequence. You know, one of the biggest injuries in a foot now is turf toe with pro football players.
Yes. And you know, it's been a problem in all sports. It just didn't have the label of turf toe until the artificial surface world, where you would again just stop like on flypaper where the ground wouldn't move and you would strain areas. And again, there are few areas that are more important than the big toe joint. It's funny, again, talking about you sending out sand dune units. One of the best physical therapists in the country from Achieve Sports Performance, Gina Pongetti, who I don't know how many different Olympics she's been at. She's an ex-gymnast and works with some of the best athletes. And she sent me a message saying she finally wore it out after I don't know how many years when you initially sent it, you know, was getting another one. Again, talks about how she loved it. In all areas of rehab, again, my quote, I call it instability training, which is create imbalance in the body, whether you're balancing on one foot, whether you're standing on a mini tram, whether you're using something like the sand dune, which brings in a whole other area of balance challenge. You're turning on all the systems of the so-called stabilizers. Now, the sand dune also has a high and low end, doesn't it, Matt? Yeah. I find that also a tremendous asset.
Yeah, well, we thought about if there was a flat surface, or even though they're independent platforms, if there was a flat surface, it would not be working at proprioceptors as well as it does. So we went for a 5% grade in one direction uphill. So if you just turn around on it, you're going 5% grade downhill. So it's always throwing people off in terms of being on that surface. I've got a lot of them. And it's a good for analyzation. You get somebody on it and start having them walk on it, and they'll start going backwards if they're going uphill. They'll start going forward if they're going downhill until they get their proprioception straightened out.
And again, everybody's been on the beach. Everybody knows what it's like, the challenge of walking, running, exercising, doing anything on the beach, and the challenge of that whole mechanism of gripping with your feet and what kind of a difference that makes. But doesn't the foam with the with the sand dune, Matt, have a rebound effect also that you would talk about, which sand does not have?
Yeah, it does. What it is most memory foam, just say per se, is open cell foam. So when you push down on it, it's got to refill back up with air. Ours is done under pressure, and it's called closed cell technology. So when you push down, we got 330-pound offensive lineman. When you push down, it's continually pushing back against your feet. And about your sand thing, which is really interesting, I just thought of, when I used to train down at the beach, you know, you're running on the sand. You got the sand that's right by the water. It's a lot softer. It gets a little harder the further away you get from the water. And then by up at the top, it's pretty hard. And it's also at a curve, because the beaches usually in Southern California come in at a curve. So if you're running along the coast, you're going to be on kind of an angle to the right or the left. What I used to do when I used to run is I used to run from the strand houses all the way through the sand, all the way down to the water, and then I'd run back up again. So I was running on even surface. It was just uphill. So it wasn't at an angle, if that makes any sense.
No, it does. In the long history of runners and joggers, when we would talk about running on the roads, We would talk about the idea that when you were running in one direction, you might be slightly tilted in towards the curb area and or the opposite on the other side. So if somebody was constantly running in the same direction, they might abuse an area where we would say in sports medicine, you know, change direction on occasion. Yeah. And of course, that makes a lot of sense when we're talking on the shore. But when you bring in some of the gripping power, how's been the feedback of the specific athletes that you guys have been including, including some of these younger kids regarding their feedback?
Well, we've pretty much had nothing but positive feedback. We've been running 100% guarantee, satisfaction, all that stuff. I don't think I've had a return or an exchange in over a year now. And that's pretty, that's abnormal for devices like the Sandium.
It's better than a Peloton. You know what I mean?
Well,
maybe with complaints or whatever.
I see that.
Yeah. How have you found, especially when you've got this in a team atmosphere or a clinic atmosphere, the durability? It seems to me, and I think we sent these things out, what is it, 5 years ago or something like that?
Five, six, and seven.
Yeah, the durability is pretty, so even with everyday use. And again, the sand dune really is made to be, if you're not barefoot, in socks. We want you out of shoes. Not that you can't benefit including shoes. You can. But we really want those feet to be working, don't you?
Well, that's one of your favorite comments when I do a repost on Instagram. Shoes off.
Right. I give them two comments, Matt. Number one is shoes off. The other one is change direction.
Change direction. You better believe it.
Change direction in order to be able to, you know, stimulate. And again, like you're talking about uphill or downhill, it's an interesting challenge. Even somebody walking a few times a day on the sand dune definitely can include an aerobic component, right?
Oh, Lord, the aerobics on this and the high-intensity interval training. These people, pro athletes, gas out in 30 seconds running at pace. If they do high knees, they're a goner in less than a minute, big time.
And have you found, again, what I've seen some of, again, the Instagram posts with post-spinal injury with all sorts of disability individuals? And again, just trying to stand and begin to balance with this instability challenging, we've had great feedback. And I want to ask you more about that when we come back. We've had great feedback from the physical therapy world and from the personal training world when they've included the sand dune, talking with its creator, Matt Dahl. It's the Sports Doctor. We'll be right back. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com. Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago. It is the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We're talking with one of our numerous time guests, Matt Dahl, who is the creator of the Sand Dune Stepper. Matt, if the people can go to Instagram, Sand Dune Stepper, they could see all those different samples that you have up on there.
Yeah, I've got a couple thousand in a post. Actually, posts of other people that are in it.
Yes, the whether, again, it is rehab areas or some of these different teams, we've also seen, you know, one of the great clips you got on there is some of these kids who, again, are really benefiting and having a lot of fun jumping and landing and balancing on the sand dune. And in our sports medicine clinic over the years, again, if it was a hockey player, we might have them balancing on the sand dune, swinging the hockey stick. If he was a tennis player, they might be swinging the tennis racket or a baseball bat or having, you know, doing different other kinds of exercises. We've seen a lot of examples for that you've had on Instagram. It's just an amazing variety of people.
Yeah, you know, the one I think that was a fairly recent one was that you saw a little kid jumping off of it onto that bar.
Yes.
He's one of three kids. He's a big skateboarder. Of it. They're 7, 8 years old. They started out on this when they were 3 and 4 by their father. Seban Tomaso, I think is his name. This kid's jumping 6 feet and landing up on a bar. With no shoes
again,
on.
Again, we're talking, again, in our topics of for years and years on the Sports Doctor, we're interested in preventing injuries, and we're interested in enhancing performance. And one of my chapters in the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, where we mention the sand dune, we have pictures of it, where I'm talking about the two essential exercise concepts we want young athletes, whatever their age or sport or level, to include. One is strengthening the feet and ankles, and again, the sand dune, along with rubber bands and other kinds of things to really do that. And the other second concept is work on balance, no matter what your sport, no matter what your age. So the idea of adding routinely these concepts into your son or daughter's exercise routine is really, really crucial. Especially when we see that right now there is an epidemic in capital letters of overuse injuries in youth sports. It's really a hassle. There's so much pressure. There's so much overscheduling. There's so much overkill in so many ways. So this is why we want to be able to prevent problems. And it makes a lot of sense. The earlier, the better. We can start with this instability type training to include it.
Yeah, you know, my granddaughter started on one in about 3, 4 years old. She just turned 14. She was one of the first ones to start using it. She just turned 14. She just finished her second marathon. She's had a bunch of growth spurts, and you know how to have those up for you. She's really had no side effects from those at all. And for her to finish her second marathon at 14 years old, and no collateral damage ever with anything she's doing is saying a lot. She's been on one for ever since the inception of it, probably 10, almost 11 years now.
Yes, and again, the idea of adding this to whatever your program is, you know, there are the world of fall prevention and balance is such a big deal. I mean, one of our guests, physical therapy, the name of their centers are balance centers. Physical Therapy and Balance Center. So there's tremendous emphasis in the senior and super senior population on preventing falling. And I found this, again, to be just an invaluable addition. What's been your feedback, Matt, with the super seniors and the seniors?
We've got people, some that are virtually have gone from wheelchairs and to a walker, and virtually bypassed a cane and started walking on their own. I think that the neural feedback on it, balance, all it does for balance, I think that it starts working almost immediately on them because you can see improvement in terms of them having to hold on to something for stability to begin with. And it usually doesn't take a long time before they're not holding on to anything and their body's taking over for their balance.
Yeah, well, again, they're starting to use, again, you talk about this, the whole neural balance, the whole neurophysiology part of everything, starts with the feet and working that gripping power, working the toes gripping and the other stabilizers of the feet, those intrinsic muscles, stimulates all sorts of pathways. And again, when you're dealing with pathology and post-injury, or the idea of how, you know, when you're coming down from a quadruple jump in figure skating, then the idea of landing softly and working those stabilizers is a great idea. And this is why we want to include all of that gripping power that we're able to do. And like we talked about, working in both directions, you're using everything differently if you're facing the high end or the low end, aren't you, Matt?
Yeah, there are a lot of similarities, but it will work a little bit more in one direction for some people and a little bit more for the others. But like you said, always change your direction on it so you're hitting all fours.
Yes, but I think that's very important what you just said, which is there's an awful lot of similarities, absolutely, in many different ways. And this is not a very expensive what are these things? What is the retail price of the sand dune mat?
$279 a unit.
It's really just a fantastic piece of equipment. You know, when people talk about spending thousands of dollars for all sorts of different exercise equipment, this is still something that is really, really quite reasonable. And again, somebody might be using this for years. If you're talking home use, we might see this a piece like this last semi forever.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've got a lot of people that said that out-of-pocket expenses for physical therapy for balance issues, for logical, for that, once they run and they're not improving, they call it plateauing, they put themselves on the sand dune stepper and said that they're a result of 2 or 3 months of being on the sand dune stepper compared to even a lot of their physical therapy was actually astronomical. And when they look at the price of what they were paying for the a pocket expense on physical therapy, it's not cheap.
So, Garcia, you've got a few different teams in different sports. What are some of the teams in sports, whether it's local or professional, what are some of the teams in sports that are including the sand dune mat?
We've had everything from Dodgers and baseball, the Philadelphia Eagles and football, to basketball. I think there's so many teams that are using them.
Yeah, the Cavaliers. They're yelling at me. I'm over time. Give me the website, the best place to find out about it.
Everything at sanddunestepper.com. Instagram, sanddunestepper.
Absolutely. Matt Dollar, creator of the Sand Dune Stepper. sanddunestepper.com. We'll have you back again, Matt. Thanks so much for joining us. Hold on. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doctor.
UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with ZeroZilchZip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit ZeroZilchZip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com.
Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his 3 decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of sports doctor's key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent with the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com. Hey, everybody, we are back with the Sports Doctor is In segment, talking about MVP Parent Magazine. That's the name of the column, the Sports Doctor is In, where we preview some upcoming guests. We add a little bit of Bob Guida wisdom. We answer a couple of emails. Great guests coming up. One of our favorite orthopedic surgeons, Dr. Sean McMillan, will be joining us next week. Sean always talks about relying less and less on opioids and painkillers in all areas of sports medicine. He's a real pioneer in that thinking. And then Joe Chura. Joe is the founder of Go Brewing, non-alcoholic beer brewing locally here in Naperville, Illinois. The guy's really an entrepreneur in so many areas. We had him on months ago because of his participation with the Naperville police and interaction with the community and the fitness of the police force. But we're going to talk about, again, the whole world of non-alcohol and sports with Joe. Following week, we're going to repeat one of our favorite shows, Eric Wabena, who is the CEO of Baseball Blue Book, with all the excitement we've got coming up with our participation with the sports medicine area of Baseball Blue Book. And then another baseball guy, Pete Caliendo, international coach and podcaster, Outside the Box, will be part of that repeat show on the 16th. You know, Bob Guida, the late great trainer Bob Guida, would talk so much about vibrational therapy. He used a particular piece of equipment, chiropractic piece of equipment, the G5, where he would be doing vibrational from very, very light massage-type action to extremely deep, soft tissue-specific attention to enhance healing, to stimulate circulation, to reduce inflammation. And vibrational therapy was really revolutionary back in the 70s and 80s when it came to treating whether it was acute problems or chronic problems, another area that Bob had so much to do with, vibrational, deep, soft tissue. A few different emails here. Frank says, my 14-year-old daughter plays club volleyball. She's been dealing for a couple of years with the diagnosis of a jumper's knee tendonitis. You know, Frank, one of the things you might want to do if you haven't already is check foot mechanics, see podiatry. I've been putting orthotics in volleyballers, girls' shoes for decades because of knee problems. Very, very helpful. Usually it's missed. If the feet don't hurt, then there's not attention paid to foot mechanics. And the most common denominator I see is excessively pronated, flat-type feet, and knee trouble. regardless of the sport. And of course, there isn't a sport more vigorous in the jumping world than volleyball. So check out podiatry. Pay big attention to the possibility, if even if she has no foot symptoms, if she's been dealing with knee trouble, orthotics will be magic for your daughter. Pay attention. Gail said, hey, Dr. Bob, I heard you're on the radio more than 40 years. It's true. I spent over 20 years with the great WDCB radio station at College of DuPage in Glen Ellyn, Illinois, a great blues jazz station that included some specialty talk shows when we were in studio. And I think, again, we're celebrating, I can't believe it, it's almost 45 years, where we've been somewhere, shape, or form on the radio, starting again in Elmhurst, Illinois, with a sports radio show that we chimed in on a couple of times a month and talked about with Bob Guida, the work with some of the Chicago Bears, the work with some of the Chicago Bulls, the whole sports medicine world in a local radio station with a Hall of Fame high school coach way back when. So, yeah, lots of years. I still enjoy the live radio, even though it sometimes somebody forgets what time zone they're supposed to be calling in or internationally. We mess it up, but and our friends with BBS Radio that I've been with the last, gosh, few years. Ellen says, my 12-year-old daughter is a serious figure skater. She's doing double jumps. She skates almost every day. She's got these bumps on the inside arches under the ankle bone that bother her. Ellen, this is a common problem we see in figure skating. The navicular bone, which is a key bone in the feet, sometimes has a protuberance or even an accessory piece, which shows up as a bump slightly underneath the ankle. And because of the motion in a boot, skate boot, can be irritated. It's one of the biggest reasons I've been putting orthotics in figure skates for four decades, give or take a few weeks, is to stop that aggravation. Pay attention to having the boot fitter punch out that area so we can take some pressure off. Sometimes we'll pad around that area and look into podiatry and orthotics, even though it's a subspecialty. If you contact me, again, the DRR Wild Sports Doctor at yahoo.com connects you with somebody. But this is one of our main problems that we see. The good news is very, very successful punching out that part of the boot window, as we call it, and adding the proper support and orthotics into the boot. Again, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a son or daughter at any level of youth sports. It's on Amazon. My co-author, Hall of Fame volleyballer, Sharky Zartman. Her new book, Shark Sense, check that out. Thanks, everybody. See you next week. It's the Sports Doctor.